JJ, this anointing, in throughout this, that Bible, anointing is always associated with oil. Is oil symbolic? I'm sure it's symbolic of something, but what is oil symbolic of, anointing somebody?
Well, that's a good question. In this day and age, olive oil or different types of oil is really easy to come by, but in ancient times, oil was a lot more precious. Matter of fact, it was often used for money in place of gold or silver or something like that. Right, everything was a lot more difficult to make. Even in the days of Jesus, salt was so valuable, it was used as money in many cultures. Now you can buy a pound of salt for, 25 cents or something. Mm-hmm. just really cheap. But in the old days, salt was just really expensive. And that's why Jesus called the good people the salt of the earth, and because salt was so valuable. And same thing with oil. Oil was, certain types of oils were extremely valuable. So that's probably one of the reasons that they used oil to consecrate people with, because they probably used their more valuable oils, which showed that we're consecrating this valuable person, you know, because he's going to be our king. So we just don't want to put water on his head or something. We put, you know, oil on his head. Plus, oil tends to permeate a lot more than other liquids, so it's like it produces a sensation in the person, and the fact that you can feel some permeation when you're anointed with oil. So anyway, that's a basic principle of Christ, is it's a principle of progression. And we see this all around us, but understanding it spiritually is a giant step forward. But say, even in business, you have a person who's a trainee, he's being trained by somebody that knows the ropes. He takes him in, shows him how to do it, and then after that person gets trained in sales or manufacturing or whatever, he winds up training somebody else. And this is the principle of Christ, of Jesus Christ, working out even in elementary things in business and manufacturing, things like this. But on the spiritual level, it's very important. It says, unto whom much is given, much is expected. So if you've been given much, you're expected to do something with it, to teach it, to help people get to where you are. And if you do that, then somebody from somewhere will come and pull you up higher. If there's no one on the earth to pull you up higher, you'll be visited by some type of presence that will help you and stimulate you even higher. There's no end to the resources out there. And so if you think you know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, then it's your responsibility to go out there and teach them to the best of your ability. And then sooner or later, and it's not always soon, sometimes it may be years, sometimes it may be even at the end of your life. Maybe at the end of your life you'll be met by a Christed one who will say, hey, it's time for you to move on. I'm going to take you to the halls of learning, and it's time for you to be the student now, and you're going to learn some really fascinating stuff that you never even dreamed of before. And this is going to happen to you because you helped a lot of people on the earth. So now I'm going to help you. And I'm a little bit selfish. I'm helping you because somebody else is going to help me after I'm done helping you. You know, and it's a chain that just keeps on going. And who's at the top of the chain? Well, it's the one great life, the one great God, that through whom we live and move and have our being, is the head honcho. And from him, from this great universal mind, comes the oneness principle where all knowledge is available. Okay, now, any more questions on the principle of Christ there?
Okay, yeah.
Is it kind of related to the Christ consciousness at all?
Yeah, Christ consciousness is a little bit different principle. I'll just spend a few moments on that. And the Christ consciousness is basically the consciousness a person reaches when he gets to that point between spirit and matter, which is what we call soul contact. Now, soul contact, it's a little bit different. We have quite a few people from Mormon background here. In the Mormon background, they really heavy on contacting the Holy Ghost, which is a little bit different than the Christ consciousness. The Christ consciousness is where your consciousness can go into the realms of spirit and can go in the realms of the material. And when your consciousness goes to the point between spirit and matter, a door is open. And that door is the Christ consciousness. And between spirit and matter, this opens the door for all spiritual phenomenon to take place. You can develop any spiritual power you want by putting your attention on that point between spirit and matter. And when you do reach that Christ consciousness, you're more likely to be visited by what's the Holy Ghost in the scriptures is, or usually it's a number of different things. It can be a higher part of yourself that is working with you, because all of you is not here right now. Part of you is still in the spirit world. And this is called your higher self, and this is linked to higher self still, which is called oversoul. Now, so we have these linkages, and we also are linked to different groups. There's entities on the other side that are looking for opportunities to help us. And when we receive a powerful spiritual message from an advanced being in the spirit world, we will say, man, I felt the Holy Ghost. You felt something, you know, quite powerful, giving you direction or confirmation of something. This can either happen from your higher self or from some Holy Spirit on the other side. So Holy Spirit are really Holy Spirits that's on the other side of the veil. And the interesting part is sometimes it's another part, a higher part of yourself, because you have several parts of your own being. And they will work with you and give you guidance. But when you contact the soul itself, it opens this door and to truth. And the advantage of the soul is when you make the soul contact, it vibrates when truth is spoken. So when truth is spoken, you will feel a vibration from soul energy if you have this soul contact. And this soul contact is called the Christ consciousness. In other words, if you are dwelling in the Christ consciousness and you hear truth spoken, you will recognize it, you know. And if you hear something that is totally false spoken, it will be like the wrong megahertz there. What was it? Is that megahertz or what?
Just hertz. Those are just hertz.
Hertz. The wrong hertz or whatever. The wrong frequency. Discordant frequency. There must be some truth to the fact that truth itself must vibrate at a certain frequency. Because when it's spoken and you're in tune with the soul, it will produce a vibration in you that just feels right. And you know, when you hear certain chords and music just struck perfectly, it just feels right. You know that the person is really in tune, or the melody is just really profound. Yeah.
So not only is taking upon ourselves the name of Christ, helping those who are, in a manner speaking below us, helping them to raise them to our level, but it could also be taking upon ourselves the name of Christ, attaining the soul contact.
Okay, that's two different things. The Christ consciousness, people with the Christ consciousness have a natural inclination to use the Christ principle. In other words, once you achieve soul contact, you'll have a natural inclination to use the principle of Jesus Christ and turn around and help those below you, and also look forward to somebody eventually lifting you up and taking you higher. But you don't want to put a lot of attention on that, because if you put attention on that, it's not likely to happen. What usually happens is then when you're in the middle of helping people to move up higher and you've completely lost yourself in that, that is the time when you're not expecting it, that you will have something happen. Some being in the physical or non-physical will come to you and pull you up higher. It's like it says in the scriptures, you know not what hour it is that your master will appear, so be ready.